Iraq's newly appointed president, Ghazi Yawar, is getting a pretty positive reaction around the world. In Cairo, Egyptian and Arab League president Hosni Mubarak called Yawar an outstanding man with a positive history. But how are neighboring countries, some of which had conflicts with Iraq in the past, reacting? To get insight on this, we turn to Samer Shahata, assistant professor at the Center for Contemporary Arab Studies at Georgetown University, and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
First of all, if you could give us a quick rundown of who Iraq's neighbors are and how they've reacted so far.
Iraq's neighbors include Iran to the north, Turkey to the northwest, Syria, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and Kuwait. So a mix of Arab states, as well as Turkey and Iran, of course. Muslim states, but not Arab states.
And how have they reacted so far?
Well, so far in the press throughout the region, there has been nothing very critical of Ghazi Yawar, mostly positive reaction. However, there have been serious questions raised about the selection process, as well as about the extent of authority and power that the new Iraqi government will have, and the role of the United States, of course, in the future of Iraq.
So questions about the selection process, I would assume that would mean that some of Iraq's neighbors question the extent of American influence.
That's completely correct. So, for example, today in Il Haya, the leading pan-Arab newspaper published out of London, very well respected, on the front page is a quotation from El-Akhtar Brahimi, the special UN envoy, which says, "Bremer is the dictator of Iraq," quote unquote. And it goes on to talk about Brahimi's comments about the extent of U.S. power in Iraq and a warning, really, to the new Iraqi government that it must realize that no government can call itself completely legitimate unless it is elected by the people, and this government isn't. So there are those kinds of concerns throughout the Arab world and, I would imagine, in Turkey and Iran as well.
Well, isn't that a little bit hypocritical since there aren't a lot of democracies in the Arab world?
Well, certainly. There are, in fact, no democracies in the Arab world, but people are questioning to what extent this government represents Iraq and to what extent the United States will still be calling the shots, as it were, in Iraq from now until who knows when.
Let's look at Iran in particular, because Iran is obviously a very powerful force in the region and has had its share of conflicts with Iraq in the recent past. How is it reacting to this government, and what would it like to see in terms of the government? Iran does have a substantial Kurdish population.
Yes. Well, both Iran and Turkey, and then to a lesser extent Syria, have Kurdish minority populations. And all three countries want to make sure, as well as the other countries in the region, actually, that Iraq stays whole, as it were, that it's not cut up, and that there isn't too much autonomy given to the Kurds. However, at the same time, all of the countries have reacted fairly positively to the formation of the new interim government, because you'll remember most of the countries have been pushing for a transfer of sovereignty as quickly as possible because they feel that the longer the U.S. stays in control, the more problems there are in Iraq and, quite frankly, in the region.
Well, what about the mere fact that this government could be more pluralistic than any of the neighboring governments, including women in power?
Well, we've actually seen a decrease, unfortunately, in the role of women in public life and possibly even in power since the fall of Saddam Hussein's regime. So that's unlikely to be the case. But at the same time, I think your first point is completely correct, which is if the new government, and of course then the elected government after January 25th, 2005, is more representative of the plurality of groups in Iraqi society, Turkmen, the Christian minority, and of course Kurds, Shia and Sunni. If that were the case, then certainly minority groups all throughout the region might look to Iraq as a model and might be envious and might be more willing to call for change. For example, as I said before, there are Kurdish minorities in Turkey, Syria, and Iran, but there are also Shia minorities in Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and throughout the Persian Gulf. And of course, the awakening and the empowerment of the Shia population in Iraq is to some extent a wake-up call to them that they could potentially live under governments that are more hospitable to their status, as it were.
And that's, of course, what President Bush has been hoping for all along and has said could and should happen.
Yes, of course. I mean, this is part of President Bush's democratic domino theory, we could call it that. And that is that once a democracy is established in Iraq, that there will be spillover effects. I think many of us are quite skeptical of that idea because, as we've seen so far, Iraq hasn't been able to establish basic security and law and order, let alone anything approaching democracy.
Samer Shahata is assistant professor at the Center for Contemporary Arab Studies at Georgetown University, and thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.